You're listening to AW360, a podcast from Advertising Week. Recorded in studio and live at Advertising Week's global events, AW360 features thought leadership conversations with the best and the brightest in the advertising, marketing, and technologies industries each and every week. If you enjoy AW360, we'd appreciate it if you took the time to subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and maybe even leave a positive review. Thanks for listening. On this episode of AW360, we speak with Helen Ma, Senior Director of Product and Head of Monetization Products for Facebook. Helen discusses Meta's incredible streak of innovations, the strength of Meta AI and what it means for marketers, and how Meta is investing in future technology innovations for advertisers. Enjoy this episode. Helen, welcome to the AW360 podcast. I'm so pleased to have you on today.
Thank you, Richard. So great to be here.
To start things off, tell us a little bit about your role at Meta.
Yes, absolutely. So I am the Senior Director of Product and Head of Monetization Products for Facebook App. What I do and what I lead are basically any and all products where we connect people, creators, and businesses across Facebook App. So the advertising experiences that you see in newsfeed, the monetization of our video and Reels experiences, small business tools like lead generation, all of those things are sort of under my remit at the company.
Well, we're going to cover quite a bit because these days Meta covers quite a bit. To say that Meta has been busy creating new things and exciting things is an understatement, especially given recent announcements. How do all of these new products and services serve or even strengthen Meta's core mission of connecting people?
Yeah. You're right. It's certainly been a busy year and it's been a busy decade in some ways for the company. A lot has changed, but I think the thing that you hit on that's really key is that the core mission of bringing people closer together, that's remained unchanged. Today, we have 3.2 billion people that use at least one of our apps a day. That's nearly half the world's population, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. So it's a huge responsibility and we take it seriously and we think very clearly about what that means in terms of serving the core mission. Now, people aren't coming to us for just one thing. They're coming to us for a diversity of experiences. And when you think about it, we're not just a newsfeed. We're not just a video platform. We're a newsfeed to connect you to friends and family and creators and businesses. We're a really engaging mobile-first video and stories platform. We are a marketplace for you to shop. We're a community of groups for you to share your interests. We're a bunch of messaging platforms on Instagram, messaging, Messenger, and WhatsApp. And so it really is this combination of best-in-class experiences that help people connect in all the ways that they want to. And on the ad side, we think we're one of the best places for people to discover brands and to get personalized shopping recommendations to help them find new products that resonate. And underpinning all of this is the fact that we think about building these experiences in a way that is highly personalized and relevant, such that we're creating these social powered experiences that bring people closer together. In terms of recently what we've done, Threads is a really great example of this. People were looking for new and in some ways more positive spaces for real-time updates and public conversations. Threads now has more than 275 million monthly active people. And we've seen 35 million new users sign up just since November 1st. Messaging is also a really interesting thing that has continued to grow, especially when it comes to connecting people and businesses. We now have more than 600 million conversations between people and businesses daily on our platform. And in many places around the world, people are communicating with the business, buying the product and having it delivered soup to nuts, end to end, through things like WhatsApp. So it really is quite important to kind of understand the broader suite of how we're thinking about this and how it all underpins that core mission of connecting people closer together.
I want to shift the discussion over to Meta AI. As a constant user myself of the Meta Ray-Ban smart glasses and all that, I'm blown away just on a consumer level of how useful Meta AI is in my day-to-day life. There's, in my mind, nothing cooler. This is like on par with the smartphone. And I think one of those things that until you try it, you don't really understand that. But obviously, Meta AI is, I would imagine, probably across that ecosystem.
That's right. And I share your sentiments on Meta AI myself. I use it all the time. In fact, last night, I used it with my daughter to read her bedtime story. We actually just asked the Meta AI to create a story about some kittens on a beach and met AI. I read the story and she was so in love with it. And she was like, yes, I'm going to ask Meta AI to create a new story for me. And we had to shut it down so she can actually go to bed. So yeah, I'm glad you mentioned first Meta Ray-Ban smart glasses. I think they're definitely a new exciting form factor to enable people to have innovative and immersive experiences in the real world. At Connect earlier this year, we talked about how Meta AI in smart glasses is getting even more useful. We now have features like visual reminders, voice reminders, and text actions where you can ask Meta AI to scan a QR code or even call a phone number for you. We're also adding new integrations across lots of different content types that people like Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, Shazam, iHeart. And I'm super excited about that, as I said, personally, but I'm also really excited about it in terms of how it could unlock value for businesses on our platform. So we believe that Meta AI is the most intelligent AI system that people now can use completely free of charge. And it's on track to become the most used AI assistant in the world by the end of this year. On the business side, our vision here is to make it easy for every business to leverage Meta's LLM technologies and building their own personalized AI agent to drive growth, connect with customers, and save money. So just like every business has a website, every business now has a social media presence, every business has an email address. In our mind, we believe that in the future, every business is also going to have this AI agent that their customers can chat and interact with.
Very cool. In talking about all of these platforms, you know, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Threads, all of the above, from a marketer's perspective, these are all very attractive places for brands to be. How does Meta balance that mission of connecting people with meeting the needs of marketers? That seems like a really tricky balancing act.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. As I said before, we always build products and serve as a connection, whether it's for people or businesses of all sizes. Now, we actually don't see this in some ways as an either or, but what we do best is build these best-in-class experiences that connect people, creators, and businesses together. And by enabling businesses large and small to meet people where they are through these variety of best-in-class digital experiences, we're making marketing more accessible, affordable, and more personalized. So let me give you some examples. On Facebook, you can run a campaign with a phone and a few dollars. You no longer need a five-figure budget or a big ad or creative agency behind you. I've met many small businesses who've successfully bootstrapped their business through Facebook and Instagram. And in fact, one of the most rewarding things is hearing these stories of people who came with an idea and made it into a thriving business on our platform. A lot of these small businesses we know have small budgets. And for these small budgets to work, you have to reach customers that matter to them. It doesn't do a local wedding planner any good to find people who aren't planning for a wedding in that area. A fun personal story on my side, I had a destination wedding in South Africa. I found my wedding photographer on Instagram. I found my wedding videographer and DJ on Facebook, all while planning on my wedding here in the United States for this destination wedding all the way in South Africa. Likewise, you know, it doesn't do a small e-commerce outfit selling customized dog leashes any good to reach cat owners, as an example. But, you know, these dog owners now might be customers anywhere around the world. And then you can reach some of these customers anywhere around the world, regardless of where you as a business is located, with just a few clicks on our platform. We also obviously think that we're a great place for large established businesses to build their brand, find new customers, sell at scale, increasingly partner with creators that showcase their products and services. And we have millions and millions of these creators across Facebook and Instagram. And so I do think that, you know, we think of it not as an either or, but as an opportunity to figure out the intersection of creating value for people, creating value for creators, creating value for businesses that then creates value for the world.
You know, Meta has grown from an innovative social platform to an innovative consumer products company, AI company, and much more. You know, this innovation streak obviously hasn't just been on the consumer product side of the business, though. That's kind of the shiny thing that a lot of us on the consumer side see, but it's been everywhere. Tell us a little bit about the innovations Meta is investing in for advertisers specifically.
Yeah, great question. I think many of the businesses that we're working with are very leaned in and want to innovate alongside us. And so whether it's video, messaging, or otherwise, they want to reach these audiences in different ways and engaging ways. So I'll talk about a couple of different things that we're doing specifically on innovation for advertiser. First, when we think about the evolving digital content landscape, Video is increasingly a place where people want to spend more time. On Meta, people reshare reels over 3.5 billion times every single day. Recently on Facebook, we launched a unified video experience that brings together short-form video, long-form on-demand video, and live video into a single unified immersive player experience. And that's enabling advertisers to reach people across a variety of video and advertising formats. On the creator side, marketers are tapping into creators to help them show up in unique ways and to, you know, create more authentic formats like short-form or direct-to-camera content. For marketers, finding the right creator to tell your brand story is a key factor to your campaign success. We know that something like 53% of people surveyed agree that they're more likely to purchase an item if it's been promoted by a creator on Reels that they care about and they connect with. And so a product that we've recently developed is this product called Partnership Ads, which allows marketers to run creative that's been generated by a creator directly into their ad campaigns. And this is actually outperforming campaigns that don't create with this type of creator content. And so we're investing even more in these types of experiences, allowing you to leverage creators in Advantage Plus shopping catalog ads. And we're also launching a partnership ads hub that then becomes a more centralized place for advertisers to simplify the permissioning needed and managing these types of creator-enabled ads across Facebook and Instagram. Now, on the marketing performance side, we're finding opportunities to unlock meaningful ad performance gains by adopting new modeling techniques. We recently deployed new learning and modeling techniques that enable our ad systems to consider the sequence of actions that a person takes before and after seeing an ad. Previously, all of this was sort of seen as aggregate instead of actually being able to map out the sequence. And because we're able to now map out the sequence, we can even better predict the ads that are most likely to convert. And since we've adopting some of these modeling techniques, we're seeing something like 2-4% increase in conversions testing with the people that we've tested with. So we're really excited as some of these technology innovation leaps. And last but not least, on the Gen AI front, as I shared earlier, our vision here is eventually that every business is going to have a business AI agent to help with day-to-day tasks. We recently started to test this at scale, and so we're expanding this to test with thousands of businesses using click-to-message ads on WhatsApp and Messenger in English, so they can quickly set up these business AIs to talk to their customers, offer support, and facilitate commerce.
This actually segues really well into my final question, which is, looking ahead 5 years, what are the things you're most excited about, particularly on the marketing side, that you're kind of chomping at the bit to get to and can't wait to release to the larger marketing and advertising community?
I would say that we are very excited about the continued value that AI will play for marketers in the coming years. I think there are sort of two lenses that I think about this. One is that the traditional ML and AI models are still really, really powerful. I know, you know, Gen AI is the buzzword and everybody's talking about Gen AI, but traditional AI is extremely powerful. It's given us the ability to show the right ad to the right user at the right time to drive extremely high return on ad spend. And there's a ton there that's left to do. If you think about the work that we've done with our Advantage Plus suite, the opportunity to automate one or entire parts of ad campaigns is helping us drive significant value for our marketers. A recent study that we ran showed that for every dollar spent on Meta ads, we're generating $3.71 in return. And using our AI-powered suite, the Advantage Plus suite, you're generating $4.52 in returns for every dollar that you're spending. That is incredible if you think about it. Just on that $3.71, that represents $180 billion in revenue from running ads on Meta for these businesses globally.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yes.
Unprecedented crazy.
Yes. And the journey's not finished here because if you think about it, there's so much opportunity to think about this across, you know, right now the offering is for budget liquidity, for budget automation, creative automation, but you can imagine that we can bring this across every single part of the ad stack. On the Gen AI side, you know, we're early days in this journey as a industry. And certainly this is true on Meta as well. But we're already bringing really great tools like our image animation tools, our video animation tools that help marketers create creative in much cheaper and more automated and inexpensive ways. And so this is a really great opportunity for small businesses that don't have the creative tools or the expensive video equipment to lean into this at scale and create personalized creative at scale for their potential customers that they're trying to reach. And I do think over time, there is this opportunity for us to think about applying generative AI across other parts of the ad stack too. We're probably not quite ready to share exactly what those things are, but you'll see a lot more from us as we are testing and learning on the creative side, on the format side, on the ranking side, and as I mentioned earlier, on the AI agent side.
Amazing stuff. Well, Helen, this has been fantastic. I appreciate you taking the time to be on the show today. This was great.
Thanks, Richard, for having me. I'm really excited and it was great to talk.
Thanks for listening to AW360. For more podcasts like this one, be sure to check out Advertising Week's ever-growing roster of podcasts for the advertising, marketing, and technology industries, including our flagship podcast, Great Minds. You can find those at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts.